bets in here?
Yeah, well, no, not that. It was not in a good spot.
Good. Well, that was easy.
The run game the other day, was it just missed blocks, or were they throwing an extra guy down?
It's a little bit of everything. We've had that. We've had loaded boxes, and we knew that going into the season that that would be the case. You know, anytime you've got a young quarterback, I think you're going to have loaded boxes and, until you can prove that you can beat him consistently in a passing game. So it hadn't been anything that we hadn't expected, anticipated. So it was a little bit of a combination of different reasons. But certainly we've got to get better at running the football.
What do you see in the Colts?
Real solid football team. And obviously when you look at now their win streak in the division, they've owned the division. And so they're the team that you need to beat. To give yourself a little bit of credibility, but they're well coached. I think Greg Minuski does a great job. So they're a well coached team. They've got some experience there. Some players that our players are familiar with some of their players, even though they're new, they've got all new defensive line there with the two rookies from Stanford that are playing well. But the other guys are guys that have played in the league and guys that our players are familiar with.
How, Mathis, they've kind of brought him in, get him up to
situational,
speed,
but he's still, when he comes in, obviously he's always been a high energy, high motor player, fast twitch player coming off the edge, and he still displays those skills.
How close are you, what more do you need to be able to beat those loaded boxes with Blake and the pass?
Well, it's a process, and certainly we're not there yet, but we're working on it every day as a staff, and the players are working on it, and, we'll continue to work on it. We all want results, and it's a results-oriented business. Certainly, I understand that, and the staff understands that. But more than anything, it's about trying to get better every day, and realize what maybe some of the weaknesses are. How do we eliminate our weaknesses? How do we expand upon our strengths, and just try to keep growing and keep getting better every day?
How'd you evaluate Hurns? I'm
just got all the respect in the world for Allen Hurns. You know, he is a true pro for a second year player, a true pro. He's extremely intelligent. He can play all three positions. And so you can count on him that way as a coach. But not only is he intelligent, but he's also an excellent route runner. I think he's done an excellent job in that part of his game. The quarterbacks certainly trust him. He belongs out there. So we like him. He's a dependable player, and we're counting on him to be a player here for a long time.
He reemerged from being undrafted.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't see, those are great stories, obviously, but when you look at him, there's a guy that played in a major college program at University of Miami and a storied history of wide receivers. So, the fact that he played there and had the career that he had there at Miami and didn't get undrafted, really, that's probably more of a surprise than anything else than the fact that he's actually succeeded at this level.
Allen Robinson got some extra attention last week from that defense. How does a young guy like him adjust to that now?
Well, I just think, he's going to get that, and hopefully you'll have that. And that's what you want in your X receiver. That's why we have him playing the X position right now, and he understands that, and Blake will understand that. There's going to be times when he's going to have help over the top or he may get doubled, and then we'll continue to work going through our progressions. But he'll find ways to beat double coverage. That's what the great ones do. And again, it's still he's still a young player. I keep going back to, I'm not using that as an excuse in any means, but I just think that, he's seeing looks too for the first time. And he's also one of those guys a lot like Hernsey. He's just a worker and he'll outwork him and he'll outthink him and he'll outbattle him, outcompete him in the end.
You seem to be
that, Orton was too simple. It wasn't simple enough last week. Tried to force the ball on Mercedes. How do you work on him?
Yeah, I don't know. Again, as we've said, there's been a lot of talk about getting the tight ends involved, and certainly we just, in our conversations, it's, hey, just follow your progression. You can't worry about that, certainly work through your progressions. If he's open, then get the ball to him. And if not, then work on, then move on to number two. And we'll continue as a staff to find ways to try to get him open. And in the meantime, that's not Blake's concern. Blake's concern is understanding where he's at in his progression, 1 to 2 and 3, and then understanding the matchups when he does have the matchup that we're looking for with Mercedes getting to him.
How do you react to a bad interception? How does he put that?
I think that's part of part of playing the position at this level. You have to have a short-term memory. You have to understand that it's a long game. It's a 60-minute game. And it's one play in a game, and you'll have plenty more plays to make up for it. So it's part of the growing process, and again, he'll learn from it.
How did Joko move around out there today from what you saw?
He was good. It's great to see him out there, and he took all the reps today with the one, so we feel good about Joko.
How's Parnell progressing for you?
Good. Good. Really like, again, like the toughness, like the attitude that he brings to that room.
Speaking of Parnell, you've had a lot of success running to your right a lot and not so much on the left side. Do you think that has to do more with Sam Young not being used to playing within the starting lineup, or do you think it's just because they're getting a little bit more help from the tight ends on the right side?
Part of it is it's common in the NFL, right? Most teams are right-handed. Most teams are stronger to their right, but also has something to do with the right side and Ryan Linder and Jeremy Parnell. They're two real solid, strong. Most teams in the league are built with a more solid right guard than a left guard and more athletic on the left side. So that has something to do with it as well, but we're aware of that. And again, we're we'll continue to work on keeping balance on both sides, but we're aware of that.
Off topic a little bit, a lot of offensive pass interference being called around the league on those rub plays or picks. And so why do you think that's being – is it players just not running it?
Yeah, I think you got to be careful of the technique that you use when you do that. And we haven't had an issue with that. We've gotten called a couple times on some push-ups on some comebacks, which has been disappointing. But other than that, I think I think the wide receiver coaches are teaching well, so it hasn't been an issue.
Is that a timing thing?
It's partly timing. It's partly space between the rubbers, and how you're using that space and how you're reacting once you get in the contact area.
Is Blake on schedule for you trying to be right now?
I'd say he's on schedule right now. I think he's on schedule, and we've got to again do some things as a staff to help him and as a team to help him grow. But I'm real pleased with his attitude, his work ethic, and really his reaction, to things, how things happen around him. I think again I mentioned it last week, and I'll say it again this week. I think he's a real resilient player.
If you're going to have Marquise and how much you will have him if he is able to.
That's difficult. Again, I think I mentioned that too. Marquise and Julius both, both of those guys, it was great to see Julius out running around today. He was out there running around today, so we're excited about that. Marquise, again, he's day to day and we'll continue to work with him, but that's part of it as a coordinator, as an offensive staff is certainly planning for having them. And if they're not there, it becomes more of an issue really at the end of the week when you've set some personnel groupings and you're counting on a certain player being at a spot. And if he can't do it, then you have to shuffle those personnel groupings to get that player to that spot. So.
Julius was saying today that he's used this time to become sharper in his route running, his footwork. Is there going to be a small transition when he does get back on the field?
Yeah, I think so. Again, he's one of those players that has been in every meeting. He's been out on that practice field running the routes, off on the side, running all the routes that are scripted for him. And today he went out and ran routes actually out there with the team, obviously in non-contact type situation, but he was out there around other people. So I think he's done a phenomenal job as far as that goes, as far as staying in tune to what we're trying to do and also keeping his body sharp. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Greg.
Thank you, guys.
Appreciate it.